Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim Kal Dalet. We learned Simon Beis. The Chayyotim mentioned that the shear of this problem of saying the Torah in the presence of Erva is the shear of a Tefach. Chayyotim will touch on this again later on in the Simon Zion, that this halacha of Tefach applies both, according to the Chayyotim, both to his wife and to other women as well. The Ramah, however, and Siman Ayin Hay brings an opinion which says that that this shear of a tefach is a shear for one's wife, because a person is rugged with his wife, and therefore only if a significant amount is uncovered is it a problem. However, by other women, even pachas mitefach is going to be a problem, that a person cannot say divrei Torah or divrei tefillah in the presence of them uncovered, even if it's pachas mitefach on these parts of the body. Furthermore, there is an opinion which he mentions later on, from which is the Shita of the Taz, that the Shoik does not have the leniency of Tefach. The Shoik of the Shir is even Pachas Mitefach is going to be a problem. Now, how do you define the area of a Tefach? The Mishabura does not get involved in this explanation, defining that. Neither does the Chayyotim. There's a sefer from the Baal, the Chavos Yor, the Yor Bachrach, who was one of the Gdolei Poskim in his generation, where he says the shear is a tefach by a tefach. According to him, it seems to be dafke, if it's in that shape. So an opening which a tefach by tefach is revealed, that's a problem. However, if you're going to have an area which is the equivalent in the area of a tefach by a tefach. It's one square tefach, but it's shaped differently. So a tefach is four etzbos. So a tefach is four by four etzbos. It's 16 square etzbos. Let's say I make, the woman has an open, has something uncovered, which is 2 by 8, or 1 by 16. What would the halacha be in that situation? Would that be a problem? So, according to the Chavos Yor, that would not be a problem. However, Moshe in a tshuva disagrees, and he says that we calculate this tefach by a tefach, even if it's not in the shape of a square. It can be a very long, thin slit, which is open, but the buster is visible, and the equivalent is a tefach's worth of space, a tefach by a tefach of space, 16 square etzbos. So that would be a problem. The Sefer Beis Boruch, written by Rabbi Yamin Zilber Zichu Livracha, on the Sefer Chayyotim, takes it further and has a. He holds that the shear of Tefach. There's never any language where in the early poskim when they just say the shear of Tefach. They never once say the shear of a Tefach by a Tefach. He says the point is a tefach which is open, and the width is irrelevant. So you have something which is open the length of a tefach. Even if the width is less than that, it's going to be a problem. So a woman's sleeve pulls up, and her upper arm is visible, a thin sliver of it. But if you the length of that opening that's visible is a tefach, that would be a problem. Again, we're not discussing looking at them, we're discussing the halachas of Kriya Shema. That's already said that a tefach is magula, it's going to be a problem. Rav Falcon, his sefer and Hichos Nias, feels that the Iker B'Sak is not like the Beis Boruch, and that would not be a problem. But in regards to the Machlokes Tina Rosha and the Mekor Chayim, he is inclined to follow the opinion of Rosha that if you have the area of a tefach by tefach revealed, even though it's not a square tefach by a square tefach, that would be a problem. So a person has to be careful in that regard. We will. Regards to how we pass on the issue of Ishtar versus other women, We will come back to that passage when we learn Siman Zion. And meanwhile, have a good day.